I was listening as part of the preparation for this talk to a set of question and answer sessions that Bhante did recently at Majjhimaloka on a seminar organised by Subhuti on Sangharakshita as teacher. But a few things that Bhante said in those question and answer sessions really struck me. One of them about the system of meditation. So Bhante said, the system is not meant to be a rigid system with carefully defined boundaries. Each stage is meant to cover a vast range of experience and practices. And then he goes on to say, for example, in the second stage, if you're talking about the stage of positive emotion, I'm assuming that most people are familiar with the main categories of the system of meditation, at least. In the stage of positive emotion, there can be joy, ecstasy, bliss, compassion, everything that's of an emotionally positive nature, from ordinary positivity to sublime spiritual experience. One shouldn't think of these stages in too narrow a sense. So that was the sort of first point that I wanted to make. That when Bhante talks about a system of practice, he's talking about a stage that encompasses a vast range of experience and practice. What in that case is the value of a system at all? And in the first lecture that Bhante gave on the system of meditation, he laid out his reasons for why he wanted to articulate a system. And what he said was, I want to take up different methods of meditation current in the order. If I can do a little aside there, at our recent Guhyaloka, Dharmapriya counted up the number of meditations current in the order, and I think he came to 17 meditation practices being done regularly, counting sadhana practice as a single practice. So there are sort of 17 pretty much on a regular basis being done. Anyway, Bhante said he wanted to take up the different methods of meditation current in the order and see in what way they link into what I have called, and at this point he puts in the qualifier, a trifle ambitiously, a system. So the first thing he wanted to do was to link the different practices. And then he goes on to make it clear why. He said that it needs to be clear how the practices are related. What we need is an arrangement of practice that takes us forward step by step and stage by stage. And then he went on to say that what he wanted was something that made clear the progressive, cumulative nature of spiritual practice. And for me, they're the sort of central points that I want to just underline in this talk, that what Bhante was trying to do was, from the point of view of our own practice being effective, articulate how what looked like a kind of random set of practices, how they hung together and supported each other. And then secondly, how they became a progressive, cumulative sequence of practice that moved from the first steps into awareness into a full, transformative spiritual experience.